antique shop, listening.
Let's take a look around in here. I love this kind of shop. They have such unusual things for sale, and I need to find a present for my aunt and uncle for their wedding anniversary.
How about a vase? This one is actually on sale today only. It's only £10, marked down from £18. Do you think it's a good buy?
Not really. It's only worth a couple of pounds at most. Even at that price, I'd be paying over the odds. Now, this painting is very interesting. It's more of a modern classic than an antique, but this sort of thing is very collectible nowadays.
Really? People like these colours?
Well, maybe they don't actually like the colours, but the idea nowadays is to decorate your home with something unusual as a conversation starter. It's all over social media.
Sorry, but I just don't buy that idea. I think it's horrible, and if you spend even £1 on it, you're paying too much. But you don't have to pay attention to what I think.
Don't be silly. I value your opinion. Why don't you suggest something?
What about this little clock here, inside this glass case? We could ask the assistant to show it to us.
No way. A clock like that would be worth hundreds of pounds.
I thought you just got a pay rise at work.
Well, I did, but I'm not rich. I'd have to buy it on credit, and I already owe a lot of money on my credit card. Anyway, what's going on here? It's not your job to upsell to customers, unless you're secretly working for this shop.
Of course not. It's just that I don't know much about antiques. Not like you, but I think this is definitely the most beautiful thing we've seen so far.
You're really giving me the hard sell here.
I just want your aunt and uncle to have the best that money can buy.
Now you're just being ridiculous. Maybe we should look at the candlesticks. They're always useful to have.